Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step three, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step four, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Burt Show.
All right, we're about to start texting Tudor here. We're going to get Lisa on, and our job today is to break it to her husband that her sister is dropping off the kids this weekend and not picking them up until they all go back to school on August 1st. It is happening this weekend, if he likes it or not.
Wow.
Yup. Hey, Lisa.
Hi, how is everyone?
Well, we're good. How are you?
Oh, I've been doing better, but I'm happy to be on here today.
All right. How can we help you?
So, you know, my husband doesn't know, and I kind of have to break it to him, that my sister's dropping off her kids this weekend. She has been having a really tough time financially, and she got a freelance gig for a month for July. And this money could really help her and her kids right now. It could go a long way. But she needs some help. And it would just be easier for her to have the kids here because it would just eat up too much income bringing them back and forth. And so I said that would be okay. And she has three kids. And they're 14, 11, and 7. And I have two kids of my own. They're 12 and 9.
It's so a lot of kids,
it's
girl.
Lot of,
it's a lot of heartbeats.
It's a lot of energy.
Yeah. There's energy and kids under one roof for the whole month. And the other thing is her kids aren't really well-behaved like mine are. Her 14-year-old is boy crazy, always on the phone. And the 11-year-old, he's very sweet. But the 7-year-old is just so disrespectful. Doesn't listen. So that's going to be difficult. My husband tolerates my sister. That's what we'll call it at best. he thinks that she's really flighty and unfocused and needs to get her act together, especially being a single mom of three kids, which I definitely understand, but I have a little more empathy for her. I think, you know, her two baby daddies are a little bit mediocre at best. They're not very involved. And I think she's doing the best that she can. So I said that we would take the kids for a month to help her out. And I just, it's going to be a lot for my husband.
So never did you think, all right, we are bringing the kids into the house. I know my husband's not going to be a fan of this, as he's not a fan of my sister. But I'm just going to go ahead and approve this without talking to him about it first.
It's my sister, you know?
So never did you say,
I don't know.
I understand that, but I mean, it is his house too. Mm-hmm. So this ask is going to be a tough one because he's going to feel so disrespected and out of control.
But what if he said no? It's not really fair because she wants to say yes. So where's the compromise here?
Well, I mean, you're right, except it's only respectful. to, I mean, you can't not ask because the answer might be no. You still have to make that decision together.
So she asks and he says no and she still does it. Is that disrespectful?
Yeah,
I think so.
Yeah. Even more disrespectful, actually.
Yeah, I think when you, especially when you choose to enter a marriage with somebody, you have to recognize, not subconsciously, very consciously, that your life isn't just about you anymore and you have to consider somebody else's feelings when it comes to this stuff. Now, do I think it's a total D-bag move for him to be like, oh yeah, I know your sister's really going through it, but screw her, let the kids run on the street? I think that's disrespectful, but at the same time, like, you have to work through these things together because that's what you agreed to when you said you would do it at the altar in front of all your friends and family.
Now, I don't know what your husband is like, but maybe he would have been open to it had you guys had that negotiation, but I can almost see, like, him saying no on principle alone here.
Okay, well, here you go. Let's ask instead of tell, and then when he says no, be like, sorry, but this is my sister.
Because it's happening this weekend.
I do feel like you're better off explaining to him why this has to happen after asking than just doing it and putting it on him.
Mm-hmm.
So we can still ask.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It's a last minute ask, but we can 100% still ask. And then when he's like, absolutely not, be like, I was afraid you were going to say that, but my heart is set. Like, my sister, I need to step up as a sister and help her.
Or what if we're just 100% honest? Like, we say, hey, my sister came to me with this issue. You know what she's going through. I, really caring for her, immediately said yes. I now realize that was the wrong thing to do. I want to run it by you, but it's really going to put me and my sister in a bad situation if you say no. That's
I love good. That.
That is good.
Look at
that.
That is really conversation. Good. Yeah. Now we got to take a break, but file that. Okay. Because you need to say that exact thing when we get back.
Okay.
All right, Lisa, hang with us for a couple of seconds. And when we come back, we will use Abby's strategy. And we will start texting your husband to tell him that your sister's kids are going to be there all summer long. And won't he be happy?
It's just 30 days.
It's just 30 days.
Hey, The Bird Show.
Okay, it's time to start texting for and with Lisa here. She has offered her sister, for her sister to drop the kids off for an entire month at their house. The sister is going through some financial problems, so they can be rectified if the kids are at the house for 30 days. She hasn't run this by her husband yet, who she knows is going to be reluctant. She doesn't even like, Lisa's sister, and the kids are a pain in the to be honest.
Only two of them are.
Two of them.
Two of the three.
Okay. Are a big old pain.
The middle one's a sweetie.
That's 7-year-old, though.
Yeah. So Abby came up with a really great idea a couple of minutes ago on how to start this whole thing.
Yeah. I filed it away somewhere, but it's stuck behind all the files about the Dallas Cowboys cheerleaders right now, because that's currently all my brain is. So let me, what did I say? Basically, I think that we should say, like, we need to recognize the mistake that we made in the sense that we approve this without asking somebody that should have had a say in this, and say it's going to put us in a really bad position. So I think we need to say, hey, babe, my sister came to me with a problem and I immediately said yes without even thinking.
I panicked and said yes.
Because I really want to help her out.
That was wrong. I know I should have asked you first. But side note, it's really going to put her in a bad position if you say no.
No, we're not putting that on there.
We're going to save that for the next text.
Yeah, okay. Keep the guilt trip in the pocket.
Did you catch any of that?
Okay. I have. Hello, sweetheart. My sister came to me with a problem. I immediately said yes without thinking. I panicked because I really want to help her out. That was wrong of me because I didn't ask you, but I really want to help her out.
Damn, girl, you could have a career as a court stenographer with that.
Yeah, all right, shoot that one out.
Send.
And we won't hear it, but he will be cussing. All right, let us know when he texts you back.
Okay, lovely. What now? ?
Lovely, period, what now? Okay, so he's already hassled.
Oh, no.
Do they have a history of stress together?
Yeah, she told us he tolerates her at best.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so what now is directed at her? Okay.
Oh, what now is, and what's the problem now?
Yeah, like, what's her problem?
Yeah. Right.
She needs us to watch the kids so she can take this freelance job and get ahead financially.
Yep.
All right. And I am sending.
No, you're good. You're doing great.
Mm-hmm.
You're doing better than we are.
Okay. We have, what do you mean, when, how long?
Yeah, he wants it all covered right here, right now. Let's go.
Okay.
I mean,
she wouldn't be able to take this job without our help, and she desperately needs the money, and it would be starting this weekend for 30 days. I think you got to rip that Band-Aid off.
No, yeah. 1 month. I feel like, does 1 month sound less than 30 days? I would say 1 month. Just a month, they'll be gone by August 1st.
What about 4 weeks?
They all equally sound terrible.
How about two fortnights?
Yeah. What about the generic until school starts?
Ooh, I like that. Because that's true.
Okay, that sounds good. Well, until school starts.
Yeah, but if I don't know the date, I'm thinking like, what, August 31st?
Right.
Yeah, and then she'll be like, no, babe, August 1st.
No, don't be ridiculous. I'd never let them stay that long.
Mm-hmm. Until she never comes back home. And then,
sound like she went out to get milk and cigarettes.
Now we've got a question.
So do you think they should say school starts or August 1st?
What do you think? Do you want to be coy and say till school starts or just be forthcoming and say August 1st?
I know. I want to be coy, but also some people start schools at a different time, so I don't want to be annoying as well.
Yeah, maybe just say August 1st. Be specific.
Yeah, I'm going to, All right. That is sent.
August 1st.
He goes like, cool, when they get there, July 30th?
Yeah, right.
Maybe he won't be so upset if I just give all the details.
No,
that's not true. August 1st, it's June. Exclamation mark. Absolutely not. You are kidding, right?
Okay, it's the end of June. Clarification point.
Yeah.
It's basically July.
I would say, it's basically July. So we're looking at 1 month of
hell.
We're looking at 1 month of helping out my sister and being there for my niece and nephews.
We're looking at 1 month to help out my sister so she can give the kids a better life.
Ooh, I like it.
He don't care about all that.
Yes, he does. Those are his nieces and nephews, too.
If you were talking to another woman, that would work.
He's got kids. He cares.
Yeah, I know what Michael Jordan said.
What did he say?
Them kids.
I still can't get over that story that he did that.
It's an amazing story.
That is an amazing story.
Can you give the quick story for those that don't know that?
Michael Jordan was at a basketball camp with Chris Paul.
No.
And it was a ton of kids all around the gym, excited to see Mike. And Chris Paul said Michael had to shoot around the whole gym. He had to shoot like 10 or so shots. And Chris Paul said for every shot he missed, the kids in the camp would get a free pair of Jordans. He made every single shot.
And then at the end he said,
them kids.
I don't think he actually said that.
He didn't say it.
He didn't say
that. It just became like that. His face at that camp became the meme.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those words. He did not utter those words, but
his actions did.
Yeah.
All right.
Now, he has done good things since then.
Yeah, like
he's
what?
Given back to the community.
Yeah, has he?
Yes.
I believe you. I can't deny or confirm.
Hold on.
I know that he like raises a lot of money for 2%ers.
No.
To get him into their 1% bracket. Did you get a text back, Lisa?
He is involved. Yeah. No, hold on, Lisa. We have to like make sure we don't besmirch Michael Jordan's name.
I love Mike.
He is involved with a variety of charities, including the Boys and Girls Clubs of America, UNCF College Fund, Special Olympics, and a number of other charitable organizations that support children and families.
There we go.
Okay, good.
All right.
He donates $2 million to Feeding America.
It's like 20 cents.
Them kids still ain't got no Jordans.
He donated $10 million to Make-A-Wish. He did a record-setting donation of $10 million to Make-A-Wish.
Kids don't have any shoes on their feet. All right, Lisa, what do we got?
It's not good. 1 month is in quotes. Does not sound any better. Give them a better life in quotes. What about our life in capitals? There is no way, no period. My answer is no period.
Well, you have really got a problem now, don't you?
Yeah, he sounds worse than Michael Jordan. Who, by the way, opened a third clinic in Wilmington, North Carolina to serve uninsured and underinsured residents funded by his $10 million donation.
I can see Cassie getting ready to go off on this guy right now, but you got to remember, man, this is the first time he's heard of this. He feels disrespected. He wasn't in on it from the ground floor.
and suck it up. Oh. You'll be fine. You know what you do? Don't respond. You send him a link to the Holiday Inn. Have fun, babe. We'll see you in a month.
In 2006, he donated $450,000 to Habitat for Humanity. Now, where would one grow a...
Right, so let's go ahead and text exactly what Cassie said. Grow, what was it?
Grow a and toughen up.
I wouldn't send that.
I don't know if I'll respond well to that one.
I think you got to fall on the sword here and say, I know I made a mistake. Something like, I answered for us and I shouldn't have, and I understand why you're upset, but she's in a really tight spot.
Yeah, we'll just keep the kids on the street.
Is there anything he wants from you that you're not giving in on right now? Like a golf trip with buddies or painting the hat, like something that you're like, absolutely not.
Mistress.
Yeah, that you could give him.
Well, the last one is not something we've discussed, but I mean, he does what he goes on his trips. I'm very happy that he has friends. And so but there's nothing that we're really like a give and take type of situation, unfortunately.
I do think that there has to be some kind of maybe an apology. Like, I am sorry I have put us in this situation. I panicked. My sister really needs our help, and there really is no other option.
Parts of the proceeds from his auctions go to Jordan Fundamentals, an education program that grants $1 million annually for teachers. Can Michael Jordan help these kids? If not, what are we doing? And he also donated $5 million to Chicago Hales Franciscan High School.
Wow. We still need a Where Are They Now with them kids from that camp.
They just walk around barefoot. Post some pics on feetfinder.org.
All right, Lisa. So I think a small apology, or I'm sorry I put us in this situation. I understand how you're feeling, but she really has no other option.
We are her only hope. They'll be here Saturday.
All right. I sent that text.
Okay.
He donated $1 million to Morehouse College in 2021.
I love that for him.
You give those students shoes?
Yeah. Nope. What's he doing for the shoeless community, Kristen?
Oh, my God. He's worth $3.2 billion. You're going to have to give more than that for me to be impressed.
Are you kidding? There is a laundry list of how much money he has given.
That is not enough.
But you don't know what it is. You literally don't know how much money he's given.
If he's still worth $3.2 billion, it's not enough.
How much you want him to give?
Lisa, anything back? Or did he just leave?
No,
he's blocked you. He blocked you and he's in Santa Fe now.
With that mistress he always wanted.
Said, well, I guess she has to figure something out. It's not fair to us.
Hey.
Not to you, to me, or the kids.
Bro, it's digging in.
Okay, what if we did the listen, I'm asking you to do this as a favor to me, and I will give you whatever favor you want to be cashed in at a later date with no questions asked.
Eggplant emoji. Now I somehow ended on a page with Michael Jackson.
Are you the president of his fan club yet?
You want to get off of there fast. all right, so he's digging in. So I think you got to go with the, please, there's no other way. What can I do to make this up to you?
There's one other way, and it's not really above board. You say, okay, babe, you're totally right. I'm sorry. And then you're unable to contact your sister because she's so broke that she couldn't pay her cell phone bill. So, oops, the kid showed up anyway.
Right.
I'm just saying.
That'll work. Michael Jordan's brand, Jordan Brand, is committed to donating $100 million between 2020 and 2030.
Not enough.
All right, Lisa. So what, I mean, I think maybe you put it in his court. What can I, like Cassie was saying, what can I do for you to approve this?
Okay.
Because there really is no other way.
Whose name is the house in?
Michael Jordan's.
God, I wish it is in both of our names. I said, listen, I'm asking you to do this for me as a favor for just 1 month. Please, there is no other way. Is there anything I can do for you to approve this?
I'd send it now. Let's start thinking about when he says no. Then what? This guy is steamy.
Oh, gosh. I have. Tell her 1 week, that's it.
What was that? So
just say fine and then just don't have him leave.
What was it?
One week, that's it.
1 week, that's it.
Okay.
1 week.
Just say, I love you. Thank you.
Boom.
And then when he's like, we agreed upon 1 week, you can say, I never agreed. I just said, thank you.
Yep. Once they're in the house, you're good to go.
That's not a bad
thing. You just got to get them in the door.
Once they're in the door, if like they are acting up, it might be like 3 days.
Or he might take off for 3 weeks.
That's true.
And then you got to take care of them kids for 5 weeks. All by yourself. He's going to leave.
I see that.
You're doing a really nice thing.
You are.
We're cracking jokes, but you are looking out for your sister and her kids, and it is a lovely thing. And while I'm ragging on your husband, I do agree with Bert. It is blindsided out of nowhere, especially if the kids are a handful. I would feel affronted if my husband sprung this on me as well. And then I would come around to it later. So I would give him I love you. Thank you. You're the best.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm. I mean, I guess I have a week now. I had nothing before.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Just get him in the house.
There you go.
And worry about it. Kick it down the road.
And I do think you need to have a convo with the kids and lay down the house rules and the ground rules and be like, you guys cannot act out.
Yeah. I think immediately, as soon as they walk in the house, you say to the kids, I just want to let you know, my husband doesn't like any one of you yet. None of it. All right, Lisa, good luck. You got him in the house for a week.
Well, thank you, guys.
All right,
bye-bye. Appreciate you.
Bye-bye. The Bert Show.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
You women, you're fascinating creatures. You're fascinating creatures.
We like to look good, feel good. Do good.
So we're in studio, and I noticed when I walked in here this morning that Abby looks especially tan this morning. So I asked her while we were in break, are you going somewhere this weekend? And she said no. And I said, are you going somewhere next week? And she said, no. Why? And I said, well, I noticed you got a beautiful spray tan. And she said,
I'm going out to dinner with Kristen tonight, and then I'm going to go to a bar and hopefully entrap a man into talking to me for 5 to 10 minutes.
So she can rubber spray tan all over him.
So if you were only going out to dinner with Kristen tonight, is that a spray tan event, or is it more applicable to afterwards when you're going out to bars?
It kind of depends, because the first time we went out to dinner, I did not get a spray tan because it was a weeknight and I was going straight home and then back into the office the next day. But then last time I got a spray tan and we did go to the bars afterwards. So I really do feel like it's more of a bars thing.
It is. Okay.
Or sometimes it's a dress up thing. And I plan to look cute tonight and really like put some effort into an outfit, and the spray tan completes it.
100%. Because there is something about like a healthy glow, even when you've gotten it artificially, that just makes you feel better about yourself. And depending on what I wear, if my legs will be showing, I'll be wearing my leg makeup.
Okay, so this is where I was going to go next. Because I was wondering where I was going to fit this in on the show.
Yeah, I'm giving you the opportunity. I'm literally serving it up to you on a platter.
Now it's double layered here. Okay, we're super sizing. So we're in San Diego, and Kristen, I don't even know how it came up, but told me that you had put like leg makeup on. I had never heard this before in my life,
me
and
either.
I was wondering if this was just a Kristen thing, and you assured me it is not.
So I don't think it's as mainstream as, I don't think it's mainstream, but it is known body makeup. I think it's more of like a, it's ridiculous, but I don't care because I like the way it makes my legs look. So I have learned about body makeup and especially makeup for your legs, courtesy of certain celebrities that I follow. Recently, Chrissy Teigen posted a video of her in the tub and the water was just rank. Like it was foamy and filthy and dirty. And it's because she was washing off her body makeup, okay?
Fascinating.
And I, you know, my legs, because I have a toddler that like crawls all over me, I bruise really easily and they're starting to get like some little varicose veins and things of that nature. And they're just not as pristine as they used to be. So I purchased some body makeup from Amazon specifically for your legs. And I apply it onto my legs if I'm wearing shorts or, you know, a shorter dress.
So as you answered my question, it's different than the makeup you would put on your face.
Absolutely.
It's actually made for your legs.
Correct. This is specifically leg makeup.
I thought you was putting like foundation on your legs.
No, I could. That's super expensive.
So expensive.
I would not dare, you know, use my Fenty, you know.
Okay, got it.
That's a $100 night out.
Yes. So it's just a bottle and I have a specialty brush and you put it on the brush and you just brush it on your legs and it takes a little bit because you want to make sure it's even because you don't want to have like splotches. But yeah, man, it smooths the tone and it gets rid of like just different like blemishes and things of that nature.
No idea.
It's fascinating.
Now, are there different makeups for different body parts, like some for legs, some for, are we talking about a bronzer here or are we talking
specifically body makeup? It is not a bronzer. It is body makeup. So I use the one I got that's only $11 off of Amazon. I use the Sally Hansen airbrush legs.
That
sounds good.
What a pain in the ass to be a woman.
And
there's different tones. So, I mean, there's different shades for depending if you've had a spray tan or not, or, you know, what your coloring is.
You have to have your summer foundation and your not summer foundation.
Facts.
Because we're two different shades depending on the day.
100.
Yesterday, I was a nice icy winter. Today, I'm Aruba.
And this Sally Hansen leg makeup, like you can look, and it's waterproof. So like,
you can sweat.
Yes, you can sweat. You can get in water. You literally have to take soap and scrub it off your legs. And then when you do, it's just like a sea of brown that goes down into the shower.
It's so bad.
And swirls down.
Wow.
Yeah, it's, yeah.
This is such a bait and switch for guys. I mean, we don't know what we're signing up for.
You don't pay attention. This is not for you. You have no idea.
No, but if you were single and you were going out and you have your body makeup on and you get your push-up bra on and you get your Spanx on and stuff like that, well, then when we get you home, it's just like bait and switch.
No, think
it's
about
not
it.
Even what we bought at the store.
It's a two-for-one deal. You get two women in one. One day I look like this, one day I look like something else.
All right, so the email comes in. I don't even know how this can be debatable, to be honest with you. A friend breaks into his girlfriend's house, but he says for good reason, the girlfriend, not happy about it, breaks up with them. Who's right? Who's wrong? Abby's got the email.
Dear Burt Show, I love listening to you guys and respect your opinions so much. My best friend is going through a breakup and we want your honest opinions about whether or not you think what he did is a deal breaker. My friend, we'll call him Louie, and his girlfriend of 1 year and 3 months just broke up over something that was meant to be of the best intentions. Louie and Gracie were in a very committed relationship, talking about marriage and spending their lives together. They had amazing chemistry and seemed so in love, Kristen.
Oh, amazing.
One day, they had plans for Louie to go over to Gracie's house to sleep over, a very common thing for them. Okay, brag a little more. They both had separate evening events and planned to meet up at her house afterwards.
Get your shack bag.
Around 9 p.m., Louie was texting Gracie to let her know he was heading over. She didn't respond to the text, so he called her and still no answer. This is highly unusual behavior for Gracie to not answer a phone call or text, especially when she was already home. Louie got super worried and wanted to go check on her. Months prior, Gracie had given Louie the code to her house. He had just never used it, but there had never been a discussion of when he should or shouldn't. She just told him what it was, but there was never any reason for him to use it. So on this particular night, he decided to use the code she gave him to go in and make sure she's okay. She was in bed, asleep, and was startled by his presence. She got extremely upset, and after a few words back and forth, she asked him to leave. She tried to get past it, but she couldn't, and broke off a 15-month serious relationship. She feels he crossed a boundary, but he feels he was protecting her and had nothing but good intentions. Louis is the kindest person and would never do anything to hurt or scare her. Please give me your thoughts on this so I can help him move on. Thank you, guys.
So the intention was good, right?
It was. It was intent versus impact. And I get, as a woman and you're in an apartment alone or whatever, and you wake up and there's a man standing over you, you don't know who it is. That's a little bit of a traumatic experience.
That's jarring, so sure, yeah.
Let's acknowledge that. And I think if they really know each other, like if he's a chronic worrier, like if he is a catastrophizer like Abby, mm-hmm. if you know this about your person and they are texting you and hitting you up and you don't respond, they're immediately going to go to worst case scenario land. And then you can understand why they would come over and check on you, because they are legitimately fearful something bad has happened to you, especially if you not responding is completely out of the norm. I think in this instance, he made a mistake by going into the house, mm-hmm. but it wasn't of malicious intent.
Right.
So now you two establish boundaries as far as when it's okay, when it's not okay, et cetera. And then you forgive and you move on. If this was something he was doing all the time, well, then, yeah, that's a different issue. But I feel like there's something else going on with her that she kind of jumped the gun on breaking up with him.
She feels like this is such a terrible offense and such a bad interpretation of character that he made such a bad decision that she can't trust him again. I don't feel that way. I think this is a talk. Like, you scared the S out of me.
Yeah.
Please don't ever do that again. Ever, 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 ever. And then you move on from it. And that's why I think Kristen's right. Something else going on here.
If there's one thing I know about women in breakups, is that it always feels like there's one thing that all of a sudden makes her snap and break up with the guy or the girl or whoever she's dating. But what I know about women is they typically break up with you over a period of time. And then there's just one thing that's kind of the final nail in the coffin. Mm-hmm. So I think, Kristen, you brought up a really good point, is that if this guy is a chronic worrier and he has really high anxiety and that makes him hard to be around, this to me would be the final straw, because I can't think of any woman who would look at this situation through a vacuum and just see like, wow, he was so worried about my safety that he came in just to make sure I was okay. And even though I was really startled, like, that's actually, I would rather you be worried about me than not worried about me. I think the only logical explanation mm-hmm, is mm-hmm. that this guy has a pattern of showing that he's an overreactor. And this final really jarring time was the thing that really did it for her. So yes, I think when we just look at the scenario through the eyes of he was just worried about her. Yeah, I don't think you should have broken up. But if he has a history, a character resume of doing stuff like this, I don't blame her.
Yeah, there's something else going on here. Because if you're in a 15-month relationship, you're already exchanging the L word, right? You're looking at a future together. You are in love with this person. So this one thing wouldn't break a relationship that is that tightly bonded. We're not hearing something.
And I agree with you, Abby. This may be indicative of something that's been going on for a period of time, and this was just the straw that broke the camel's back.
All I'm hearing is that there's a guy with my exact thought processes out there, singling on the mend. If you need a shoulder to cry on, Louie, you can break into my house anytime.
Hey, Burt Show listener Jackie, if you could forward your friend Louie's information to Abby at Abby at the Burt Show, she'd really appreciate it.
My security code is 999.
The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell, and when I spend 200 days a year rolling down the highway, the bus can start to feel smaller than a guitar case. Everyone wonders how I stay chill while the hours crawl by. Truth is, one good luck spent on Chumba, and suddenly the trip feels a whole lot shorter. Finding your space, even when there isn't much to spare. Need some chill? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNCs apply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.